Number seven. Heinrich Ignaz von Biber lived between 1644 and 1704, and he is not too well known nowadays. At his time he was very famous as a composer and mainly as a violin player. He was leading the crowd of violin players. And it's noticeable in the piece, in the orchestra part. I think I remember correctly that we already started it. Have we gone through
yes.
it? Not
yeah,
home?
Yeah.
We have started it, I know. I think we are through. What I do not understand, and nobody has to understand, the notation. If you look at the key. Key? It's 1B that suggests it's F major. But it ends in G, that suggests it's G Dorian. And G Dorian would have an E as a characteristic interval, the major six. But I checked it, in all the E's, have a key, a flat in front. So he could have written it as a G minor.
Yeah.
Well, I will see how that goes. Just, that was just an interesting observation. The T from first Magnificat gets is put there. Magnificat. Right before the line. And the next is ta ra ra. Okay? We go from the beginning once more. Ta and. Try to realize what's written there that should sound something like ta-ta, come on, sopranos and altos, 16, ta-ta-ta. It's the same in the altos. Different from the piece you had before, it's in most cases what you expect. It is ta ra 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 ra. it's either the C or D is either dominant or subdominant. This is ra 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 ra. Thirty-one. The last note is B flat.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, when you do it once more, I would like to would interest you how that sounds. No, it has to be flat. The tenors have to be flat, and from the line, yeah. Ta-da. Yes, right. Ta-da, ta-da. Beginning. And. And then we'll see who wants to really do it, maybe in a small group. We are not going to hire a soprano or a tenor or bass soloist. Bassist. Everybody, the bass line. Everybody, the bass line. And. This is one of the spots where I said, why write in the front, not in the front, D flat, E flat. Each note has to flat by itself. Okay, watch out that the E flat is not too low. It's a little higher than you expect it to be. But all basses only, no. Beautiful. Sopranos. Not Dorian would be, but it is not Dorian, it is just plain minor. Sopranos I don't need to have at all. Tenors. Great tenors. wonderful. Basses. Start. Measure 35. Basses now. Sopranos have in 39 sopranos. Then you can admire their high note. You can also go like, oh, my note is this. Again. Tenor and bass. Let's clean up that new beginning that was not too safe for everybody. The reason is I want to hear the G again. It's so beautiful. Faces. Faces. Now. Somebody stumbled there with her. Oh, I wanted to say, second soprano, you have to edit your part where you omit a high note or where you jump into the alto. I have to warn you, the alto is not in a comfortable range for a soprano. So I would suggest that you mainly omit two high notes and just all like that. Okay. The alto soprano, and you find the six. That's your entrance, and it's a change, and the tenors have ta ta. You hear the D as an under fourth, and it's the root. So, and the bass is later. That's right, not too fast. Magna sopranos. For their Magna and
Magna.
Apples. Without my helping with it now, please, better races. What for? 37 to pop F. This is the reason for the basis not to start. You can follow the, and it stays always in this frame. It's either, it's so easy. Please, tennis basses, start. Tennis, you want to see a G, it's an A. And then we are back in G minor. Okay, sopranos. on 2 in verse 39. And did you have it? Okay, no problem. We go on. Airports. We arrive in D major in measure 50.
In measure 49 is an E natural there, which takes us by surprise. So.
Wendy, you are right. I marked it here. That is an exception. Usually it's E flat, that is an E natural. You are right. Yeah, it's a modulation to D minor, D major. Okay, the next time we have it, and you have to switch from back to F. So the second sopranos are asked, and for that, as the alto starts in the last but one note is the entrance for the sopranos. That F you get served, basses, so altos have. I don't know how to explain it to get that feeling. It's B major, red minor. Let me just play it. I'm an alto, 51. Tenor bass. Let's do it rather slowly so that the tenor and basses get that difficult entrance. Airports. Pick up to 51. No. Bending down, your devote. Let us start again from 42 sopranos. Without my help, try your best. And
we
alto, tenor. Bass. When you get difficult with the ears, it's usually the high notes that you try to hear. Is it with me with the low notes? Did you have it? I wasn't able to really hear it. Could you please sing stronger there, that bass line? Tavares, rest, don't sing. Alto, tenor. Yes. Go ahead. Good. In order not to forget from the beginning, the beginning is easy, the instrumental part ends with the G minor, and you start from there. One, two, now. Let me do that once more. Magnifi, one, two, three. That's all. Magnifi, one, two, three. And. From time to time, don't want to do it. That was good. Stick with it, please, once more. And.
We are Espezi, humilitate facile sui.
Because it's an sound which is always dangerous. Maybe take it high enough, Brian.
Sorry, I should have said, is it A-U or A-U?
A-U.
I don't know the last word.
A-U. Not A-U, A-U. Just A-U.
Yes,
very good. Okay, we are back in the triple. The ending was that. And then the new beginning is 1, 2, 3. Okay. Okay. So you have a lot of time to start there. That's right. Altos and tenors may help as long as they sing the right notes. That is the line for the altos. Very good. Can we have that? Tenors help, but be very nice about it. Now? Very good. So, Claudius, please come with us. That's a very interesting spot. I will let you know what I think about it. Alto? So far. Yes, what I heard from the basis was right. Let's just repeat it. It is like the others, it's like the apples. And there you have to watch it, it's not a minor. But it's okay, very good. From 61, tenors, basses start like, and then it has to be F natural.
Yeah.
You might be tempted to sing a
shot. Would it be possible to go back to number 60 just for the alto and that jump?
To where?
To measure 60, because we have from the E flat to an A. It would be good to hear how that sounds.
Oh, yeah. That, the harmonics are like this. see how would I do it. Of what I hear, please, no talking, this is difficult. What I hear is I go to the B, which is the fourth, and have a leading note to that. That's how I think. It's a three tone, the devil in music, and I would go via the B flat, meaning altos 56, 57, 58. And forget about the B flat. Think it, but don't sing it. Let's try this. Good. 56. Catch it. 56, everybody. Now. That's how you could get it easily. Then altos. It's not what you expect. It's modulation. It's very moving around a lot. And what are the words? It's disparaging. That says, glorious the whole fabric. This is what Beaver thinks with disparaging. And such word, yeah. Okay. Let's start again what we did before. 56. Then with the transitions. Hey. Just the beginning, why you didn't get it really right. The basis starts, but that's the tenors only 64. 3-1. When it's embedded in the others, it's easier. Last time, 56.
Tenors.
Yeah. Just to have it right at around 85. It goes back to the area. Again, a beautiful interpretation of the word. Tenors and baritones. Now. Fight one against the other, but nice. Sopranos, altos, 87, and. Interpretation here, the word is, he feeds the hungry, and you can feel how content the hungry are with their beautiful lines and thirds. And then the others, they go empty. They don't get anything. And that is this ending of one single note, which is rather poor. No, nothing rich. A little faster, please. It's beautiful, as far as I go. Instead of F sharp. At the end there, I start in measure 109. Then the altos have F sharp. Okay, good. Basses once more, that was nice. Can we have that once more? Measure 96. Now.
Thank you.
Well, Wendy tells us it is Dorian, but only at that spot and the other spot. Tenors, it is, where is that verse that you come in? Oh, in verse 131. Tenors, I am in 115. No. There is the Dorian. You want to sing something different that I'm not going to play, because I don't want you to hear the wrong notes. Let's have the trio again. 130. Now. If I'm right, it's just as if it were half the note, but it is definitely not. But why double notes? No, I do not know. But let's go like what I played. One. 2, 3. Who does not agree that it has to be like that? Thank you. We go on. And. Something like that. At least similar. What was that? Okay, let's do that much more. 144 in order to confuse you. 144. And. The instrument to that higher.
Okay,
what was that? Could you please stand up? Oh, there's nobody conducting you all holding the temple from the very beginning. There's a the echo of orchestra has a G minor. That's where you begin. One, two, now. One, two, three. And
thank you.
No. It's great. Let's skip the rest. F. No.